We're going to learn the Sfas Emes, Shnas Tuf Reish Mem Dalid. Shnas Tuf Reish Mem Dalid, the beginning of that year. In these editions, it's page 246. So the Sfas Emes is examining and explaining a fascinating and a very important medrash. The medrash is Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Lamed Hei. Medrash says on the pasuk in Bechukai Saiteleichu, Hadahu Dechsiv, this is what David HaMelech meant when David HaMelech in Tehillim Kufyutah says, Chishavti Derachoi, I thought about my ways, Va'ashiva Raglai El Eidersach, and I move or return my legs El Eidersach to your Eidos, to your mitzvahs, to all that you are Kadosh Baruch Hu stand for. Om Adav, Ribbono Shelam, B'chol Yoyin V'yoyin Hayisim Mechashev, because that's what the pasuk says, Chishavti Derachoi. Every day I would think, L'makayim Pliny, I'll go there, Ulevez Dira Plinus, I'll go to this house, I'll go to that house, I'll go to a visit, I have a vacation, I'll go here, I'll go there. V'hoyu raglai mevi'os oisi, but my legs carried me, levate knesiyos levate midrashos. I had in mind, I'll take care of my own concerns, my own interests, nothing wrong, but something for myself, whatever a human being might think he or she needs to do today, or will enjoy today. And then somehow, but my legs carried me to the Beis HaKnesses and to the Beis HaMedrash. Hadahu d'chsiv. That's why that pasuk in Kuf Yates and Tehillim ends. V'ashiva raglai el Eidersach. Now it's very important to appreciate that in that beginning of the Medrash, it doesn't say what happened. What changed? I thought out my day, I planned, I'm going to go, I'll do a little shopping, and then I'm going to take care of a couple of things, and then I'll go see it, it's interesting, I'll visit, have a nice day. Next thing I know, somehow my legs carry me, I'm in the Beis Medrash, I'm in the Shir. I'm learning. Beautiful. That's in B'chukosai Telech, says the Medrash. So we have to understand how and why things changed. What changed? That he thought initially to do something for himself, what he would be typically humanly interested in doing, and then somehow he ends up in the Beis Medrash. What changed? So the Medrash at that point has not yet said what changed. Rabbi Huna, b'shem Rabbi Acha Amar, chshavti matan scharon shel mitzvahs. I thought about the schar of mitzvahs, the hefseidon, like the Mishnah Ovah says. And that's drachoy. Drachoy means in plural, not darki, my way, but drachoy, my ways, plural. And we mean the old word ways, W-A-Y-S. We don't mean, you know, how to go, you know, ways in the on the computer, on the app, right? Shafti matan schora. That's one man. Rabbi Elazar Baravina. Rabbi Menachem Chasna. The Rabbi Elazar Baravina Amar Chishavti Mashik Safti Lo Rabbeinu in Bechukosei Telechu Menasat Shalom Ba'aretz. The rewards V'im Ruisish Meuli. If you don't listen and don't do the mitzvahs, V'yasafti Li Asra Eschem Chalila punishment. Rabbi Abba Berei the Rabbi Chia says, look how many brachas there are. It starts with Aleph, ends with Tav, meaning that all brachas are available to us, whereas the klalas begins with Vav, ends with Hey, which is only one letter apart, and reverse, which means you can always turn it around. Brachas are much better than klalas. I have to choose brachas. All of these opinions have it that Chishavti, David HaMelech says, I thought about drachai. My ways means I thought about, well, am I going to get schus? Am I going to get bracha? Am I going to get schar? So I changed my mind. So that these three explanations go on to the beginning of the Medrash, according to the simple explanation of the Medrash. The Svasema says a completely novel explanation. He says that the beginning of the Medrash, when it just says, David HaMelech says, I don't know, somehow, I planned a day for myself and I end up in the Beis Medrash. This is as follows. Dichsiv, in the fourth line of this photocopy. Dichsiv, also in Tehillim, Me Hashem Mitzadei Gever, Kainanu V'darkoi Yechbots. Mitzadei Gever Kainanu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up each step of a person. A Gever means a person who has the Gvura to do and choose what's right. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kainanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechin, that person's steps. V'darko Yechpats. And it means, Darko Yechpats means Hashem wants his way and then the person wants that way. In other words, he has tremendous Yata Dishmaya, and the Svasemis is saying literally that he ends up where Hashem wants him to end up. Because Hashem, it's Ade Geber Kananu. Perish, Sheyesh Drachim Yuchadim Leish Yisrael. He says a fascinating and such an important thing. There are specific ways for every Yid to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Drachim miyuchadim, specific, individualized ways, le'ish Yisrael. It's not stamp and everybody's the same. Ein partzufeihem shavos, ein deyoseihem shavos, the Gemara says. We don't look alike, we don't think alike, and that means we don't serve Hashem the exact same way. Even if outwardly we all do the same mitzvah and it looks like we're doing that, it's completely different. How we got there, what we are thinking, what moves us, what happens to us as we do, after we do the mitzvah. Every person is unique. And it has to be appreciated. Because the value of every yid is so great because of this. Because he is a unique, she is a unique means, a unique vessel to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no like we're one of a set of 600,550. No. Every yid is like every ois in the Torah, unique. And that means the way to serve Hashem, his way, is unique. Yesh drachim yuchadim l'ish Yisrael v'ha'ovid Hashem asher mishtoikek tomid, where he wants so verily always, limtzoy hadrachim hamyuchadim elov, and he wants so much to find, what's the way for me? What's the way for me? What will have me feel and see the truth and do it with energy? What energizes my avodas HaKadosh? Somebody said to me the other day, you know, I don't know, looks at me, are you wearing a garb? I said, yes. So you didn't go to Meron? I didn't. Why I didn't go to Meron on Lag B'Omer? I was here in the morning, you know. So first I felt like telling him, Mechtesa, I didn't go. I mean, I was up all night, came back, 4 in the morning, Dam Vasikin. How do you know? I guess he saw I looked too good and too relaxed. He knew, no. He wasn't in Meron. He asked a good kasha. Yes, very good. But of course, you know, he's asking because, you know, he said, Mele by him, he's a real brisker. He's not going to Meron. But the emes is, and then he said over how someone who's a takya, a big, big Litvisha goin, lives here in the neighborhood, was once on the plane right before Lag B'Omer, and two Chassid Shiden were giving each other a talk to a Masu Matan, heavy, heavy into learning, deep into learning, in Pilpulim and deep Lamdas, on the plane. This person also, a Litvisha Rav, got involved and was very impressed because, you know, the Chassid Shiden learning, Americans flying over for what? So he asked him, what are you doing coming to Israel? Oh, I have a Rashbi. Rashbi, was meant? He didn't even realize, you know, because, you know, he doesn't know. Rashbi, Rashbi, I am the Halula, Miron. Oh. So he saw that these very, very erudite, scholarly Yidden, Hasidim, understood that there's something in the Aveda, in the Halula, and that for them, they're going to come higher and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, for someone who is in that madrega, and that's how he has to do his lag ba'omer. For children, there's a way. For an adult, there's a way. For me, there's a way. For you, there's a way. Everyone in his way. And if a person is mishtoikik means they have a tremendous heart-driven desire, a real yen, tomid, always, limtsoy hadrachim hamuyuchadim elov, the specific way that's for me. Well, what happens? If he really wants and he's looking for it and searching for and trying to find his way to Hashem, yancheu Hashem b'derech ha'emes. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him find the way to the truth. As that person arrives, can arrive to it, Hashem Yisbarach is going to show him the path and help him set himself on that path. As Dovin HaMelech says, and somehow I end up in the Beis Medrash. So now, what's the Sfas Emes doing? He's saying that the Pshat in the very beginning of this Medrash is, in B'chukaisai Teilechu, means as follows. That you go on a path that you've thought about, that you think about, and that you declare, what is the way I want? What's the way that I truly want to serve Hashem in this mitzvah, in this tefillah, in this davening, with this chesed, in this sukkah, on this Pesach, with this piece of matzah, with this shtikl moro, shavuos? I'm staying up to learn. I'm going to learn. What am I going to learn? How am I going to learn? What am I going to learn? How am I going to be mizdabik? How am I going to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through my learning? But you have to look. You have to care. You have to think. And if you do, and you look, and you search, you will find. And he's going to say, Yagata Mitzah Satan. He's going to say that. Al Yidei Zeh Shebechol Yoyim Hayim Mechashev U'mishtoikik Limtze Derech Hashem. That's what the Medrash is saying, says this Sfas Emes. Not simply, you know, Chishavti Derochoy, Derochoy meaning my different things, my plans for the day, and then somehow I end up in the Beis Medrash. No. Chishavti Derochoy, I thought about my ways, how for me personally it's best, and where I will most likely succeed to reach HaKadosh Baruch. I thought about it. I cared. I didn't just do it by rote with Hergel. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, I came, I arrived. That's the Pshat. V'zehu shekosov im b'chukai say telechu. Shehu b'koyach ha'odom lirois hadrochim v'hachakikois shechokak HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nefesh ha'odom. Now he's going into an explanation. He's saying something fascinating about the word chayk. What do we call the luchais? Talk about them in the Zmiris and the Aseres HaDibros HaChokuk on Shnei Luchais Avonim. Chokuk means etched. Yeah. Says in B'chukaisai Telechu means that there's an etching in every Yid's neshama, that Yid has a path he can follow to bring him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ibuchukaisai means, if those chakikas that are uniquely yours, if you look for them and you find them, with my help, you'll be able to reach me, and then all of the brachas will come true. These are the chakikas shechokak HaKadosh Baruch Hu benefesh ha'adam. And then he says, that's what the Medrash means. Because later on, in this same Parsha Lamed Hey, Ois Hey, Rabbi Levi B'Shem Rabbi Chama B'Chanina says, the chukim are called chukim, so it's not to him, it's not the Sfas Emes. It's the Medrash saying, chukim are called chukim, shehem chakukim al yetzer hara. And after all, the Yetzer Hara is most powerful when it comes to a chayk, because a chayk, which doesn't necessarily have this obvious rational explanation, and Rashi famously tells us again and again, so that's where the Yetzer Hara says, what? This for what? Shapnis ma'at kashrus, for what? What's the purpose of this? Chatos paraduma, makes no sense. What? This is what you are getting busy with? A chayk means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sets up chukim keneged the Yetzer Hara, because the Yetzer Hara by definition is what is chaykek in our hearts and makes roads or inroads in our hearts, setting us in the wrong direction. Like the Navi Yeshayahu who says, "Hoy hachaykekim chikikei oven." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu intentionally sets up chukim and mitzvahs to set us in the right path. It gives a mashal of a very desolate area, and marauders and hooligans and all kinds of listim have taken it over. So the king sends his most powerful army to clear the way and make sure that that place no longer is allowed to fester with all of these negative elements and safe again. That's what mitzvahs are. There's a Yetzer Hara, and it festers, and it occupies a certain place, and it can ruin us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates mitzvos, and the mitzvos are there to displace all of that evil. But it's very interesting. The Medrash goes on to say, that's why they're called Luchos HaEven, V'HaTorah HaMitzvah. Because what is the Yetzer Hara compared to by the Navi Yechezkel? V'HaSiroisi Es Lev HaEven. A hardened heart that has its own self-interest and doesn't serve Hashem is stone-hearted. And what is the Torah? Luchos HaEven. So, says this Vasemis, that's what Chukim are, that's what this Medrash means, that's what the Blavi means. That the mitzvahs are Chakikos, Drachim and Chakikos, Chokkak HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Nefesh HaAdam, K'mei Shekasav B'Medrash, Chukim Shehem Chukim Al Yetzer Hara. Perish, k'moy sheyesh, hemsheichos b'hargoshas hanefesh. Just like there are feelings that draw us, we are drawn with great passion, chalila, l'tavos hayetzer. He says interestingly, mikol shekein. So then certainly, shenimtzim mamish meyuchad drachim usha'arim. There are gateways in the nefesh ha'adam, miyuchadim l'Hashem Yisbarach. If there are ways that the Yetzer Hara can trap us, then for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prepared in us, it's part of our capacity, it's part of our nature, each of us, and part of what we have. We have the ability to find the path right through or around. Sometimes we can't go right through the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes you have to go around. Going right through means you can just, you know, blow them out of the way, right? You have enough energy, power, and strength. Sometimes we need to be a little more clever and take a circuitous route. Right? It's like the Gemara talks about. You know, someone's on a path and it's going to go either they're going to have to go around the place of Avodah Zarah, or they walk right by. Sometimes the right person can walk right by. The person might know, I need to just avoid it altogether. The point is, there is a way and a path for each person, and that's you have to find that which I have made chokuk in you. It's very personal. It's very personal. So when a person says the pasuk, he's thinking then there are those particular marks in my soul, there are those roads ready for me to take that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made. I have to find them. I have to look for them. V'heim rishimais v'chakikais b'nefesh ha'adam. I would maybe add, that's pshat, a little bit of what it means, that we all learned Torah in the Rechem, we all learned Torah, and there's something left over from that. We're all yet having a relationship to Torah and mitzvahs that's specifically our own, to be found again. To make it happen, to actualize this in reality, who be'ezer Hashem al yidei haratzon shel ha'adam, by the person wanting. Medafna velen, you have to want. You have to want to find what is the path that will work for me. What is the path that will energize my avodas Hashem today, now? And it might be a little different tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'll ask myself that question again. And that's what David HaMelech means. Chishavti derachai. I kept my thoughts together each day. What today shall I think, how will I think about the mitzvahs I'm about to do and what they mean to me? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause me to act upon them and carry them out successfully. That's Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach. I do the harotz because I want, because I care. Vayigia b'toyra, because I work hard at it and study hard and do yigia, which means make great efforts to understand and fulfill Torah. K'moshe kosev yagati umatzasi. I tried very hard and I found success. Ta'amin. Then you know and you can believe that you have the right relationship and you're beginning to forge the right relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that's what this medrash is about, because David HaMelech says drochoi, multiple paths. So the Amoraim in the medrash say multiple paths mean right, wrong. Multiple paths means here's my schar, or here's my chalila einish. Here's my schar mitzvah, hefsid and schar of an einish. Here's the bracha, here's the klala. Drochoi, plural. Says the Sfasemis, no. Drochoi means the many ways that all of us have, each of us an individual way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu crafted in our personal neshama, in our nefesh, such that we can come to Him and do His mitzvahs. V'zehu shekasuv, chishavti derochai loshen rabim. That's why it's loshen rabim, not chishavti darki. I thought about my way. No. Chishavti, I had to think. Derochai, about the possible ways, which is mine. Which is mine truly now, today, at this moment, so I can serve him best. Limtze hadrochim ham yuchadim elov. Umeirav hamachshavis shehirher tamid b'hem. Because of this, that you think about it, you want it so much, and you're caring to think before you act, and think before, and plan before. You do mitzvahs, and celebrate Yom Tovim, and do all kinds of chasadim, and learn Torah, and you have all of these preparations, so that you are set. When you finally arrive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen for you. Now we'll conclude with one very important point, which Sfasemis now says about the end of the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk says, Chishavti Drochoi, but that it ends Va'ashiva Raglai Eleidusach. Now, Va'ashiva means something that is a reversal. Va'ashiva means something that goes in a different direction, which is the basis of the Medrash saying that I could have done something in one way, but instead I wisened up and I did it the other way. Sfasemis has a novel interpretation. Everybody knows raglai, the legs, the same sheirish as hergel. Hergel. When something is done by habit, we say it's murgo. Says the Sfasemis, v'ashiva raglai, hu tikun hateva v'harigilus. To correct, where we're just doing something because it's habitual. It comes to us by nature, which is a wonderful thing. You're doing so many wonderful mitzvahs, and so by nature you do it this way, you do it that way. Yeah, but it needs a tikkun. V'ashiva raglai, meaning I turn back on hergel. So I wouldn't do these mitzvahs, I wouldn't do my learning, and I wouldn't do my ma'asim tovim, and I wouldn't do Shabbos, and I won't make kiddush, and I won't do any of the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. It's not going to be with hergel. Rather, and he says it so beautifully, lahachnis behem, to inject into them, or hachokma, the light of wisdom and das, the light of wisdom and understanding. That's how you're supposed to do a mitzvah. Prepare and say, what's the right way? What's the best way for me at this time to do this today, now? Think about it. Prepare. And then, v'ashiva raglai, so then I've set back and set aside, I turned away hergel, doing something by habit. No habit. It's done with love. It's done with care. And this is Ben Odom L'Chaveru also. You know? It has to be done with sensitivity. V'kasher Chachamim Higidu. And then finally he concludes. He says, like Chachamim tell us. This is a tremendous idea. The Gemara Yoma says, Hirhure Aveiro Koshin Me Aveiro. All the planning, the thought, oh, I'm going to do this, you know. I can't hold myself back. Plan to do the Aveira. It's worse than the Aveira itself. Why? Why do you think it's worse than the Aveira itself?
Premeditation
would mean it makes the Aveira worse because it's premeditated. But what he's saying is that the premeditation is worse than the act. Yes, but the fact that you're preparing with your koyach and plan is worse than the actual act. Why?
Is kavana more important than that?
But I understand that, but why is that worse? That makes the act worse. Why is the plan itself more ruinous to the total person than the act?
Because when you plan, it's you. When you do, maybe it's not you.
That's right. When you plan something, that means that now you've overtaken your entire thought and your heart and your soul is now changed. The action is an action. The action happens perhaps outside of you.
Reflex.
The real, briefly, and briefly.
Reflex.
Oh, I thought you said briefly. Because that's also a point. Happens briefly, it's a second. But the change in the person, in the nefesh of the person, because he's planned and thought about this maisa maguna. Of course, if he stops himself, fine. But once it's done, that means veiz, mir. So it's not just what was done, but the change in the person because of the planning of it, the thought that's ruinous to the whole person. Says the Gemara, Hirhure Aveira, Kashin Me Aveira. The Hirhurim are worse than the Aveira itself. Zoktis Vasemes. If so, Yeshlon Elulmoid, then we should learn from that. Midat Tova is always Meruba. So he says, Hirhure Mitzvah. Neuchin Me Ha Mitzvah Gufa. The Hirhurim and the thoughts and the plans and the movement in the soul toward properly doing the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself. Of course, you have to do the mitzvah in the end. You got to do it. Otherwise, you know, hirhuru mahin, hirhuru maher. But what changes the person? What changes the person is the fact that he thought, that he applied himself, that he opened and expanded his heart, and that stays forever. Says the Sfasem is, you can learn from a Kal Vachomer. Because if it's that case, Chulilu in the Aveira, Mida Taiva is Meruba. So certainly, Tikkun HaNefesh Tolui, really being Metakin the Nefesh, fixing a better human being and making a better human being out of myself, depends on Roiv Hirur, thinking, a great deal of feeling, Utsuka, and conjuring up tremendous desire for Avodas HaBayir Yisbarach.